the Ulster Unionist Party MLA, Steve Aiken, with us this morning. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What do you make of these proposals, if indeed they are? We'll find out in the next couple of hours from Boris Johnson's own mouth whether they are as described, but the Daily Telegraph reporting that there will be two borders for 4 years, and this plan will accept the need for both a regulatory border between Great Britain and Northern Ireland in the Irish Sea for 4 years and customs checks between the North and the Republic of Ireland, Steve.
Yeah, and you look at sort of Arlene Foster and the DUP are supposed to have been in lockstep with Boris Johnson and all these discussions. And I think even was it Nigel Dodds last night was praising Boris Johnson for his vision and clarity. And then at about 30 seconds after that, the Belt of the Daily Telegraph news story comes out about two borders, one north-south and one east-west. And bearing in mind our party for the last 3 years has been striving to make sure there aren't any borders anywhere. I mean, it was interesting listening to John McGrain. And, you know, I used to be the chief executive of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce beforehand. And one of the things that we really talked about was the free flow and integration and interconnection of trade. I mean, putting on two borders, even for 4 years, is going to be an absolute nightmare. The cost to Northern Ireland business will be exorbitant. And you can only think that this is some form of conditioning or bargaining chip because it can't be serious. But I'll be asking the Secretary of State when I see him this week, Julian Smith, and I'm just going to say to him very clearly, were you actually aware of what this was doing? And if you were, how can you not actually understand anything about trade and business here in Northern Ireland? I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Do you think if there is indeed a regulatory border between Northern Ireland and Great Britain in the Irish Sea, Reuters, by the way, reporting that the DUP is happy with the Prime Minister's proposals, do you think a border between Great Britain and Northern Ireland jeopardises Northern Ireland's place in the UK?
Stephen, should you even have to ask me that question? Of course it jeopardises the position of Northern Ireland within the UK. And also, I mean,
does it really, though?
Let's have a look.
Because Northern Ireland our status is not going to change, but for the majority of people wishing it to happen, whether there's that so-called border down the Irish Sea or not.
So you're telling me that after all these years, the DUP is saying they're happy with a border down the Irish Sea. Is that what you're actually saying? And is that what Reuters is reporting?
I am telling you, here's what I'm telling you to be precise. I'm telling you that the details of the Prime Minister's deal have not yet been published, but there are widespread reports from respected sources to suggest that a border down the Irish Sea for up to 4 years is within this Prime Minister's proposal. And the news agency Reuters is reporting that senior sources within the DUP are saying they are happy with the Prime Minister's proposals.
So after all these years, what Arlene Foster's been saying, what Nigel Dodds has been saying, what Sammy Wilson's been saying, they've now done the ultimate U-turn and say they're actually happy with a border down the Irish Sea. Where in fact, what we want is no borders north or south, east or west. And they want this for 4 years. And they want some kind of process that means that a Northern Ireland Assembly might have some say in it, where there is no majority in the Northern Ireland Assembly, no unionist majority, thanks to what the DUP have done. That in any way makes any sense? Come on, Stephen. I mean, there's nobody in Northern Ireland, unionist, anybody in the business community, anybody who has any interest in making Northern Ireland work would think the borders north, south or east or west the way they're proposing makes any sense whatsoever. This is cloud cuckoo land. I mean, where's the vision and clarity of that?
Well, what's your big proposal to get this sorted?
Our proposal...
You think you're the future leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, so what's your proposal?
We've been very clear, and actually today, I think Lord MP is reading into the record in the House of Lords what our proposal has been. We have said all along what we need to do is use the institutions of the Belfast Good Friday Agreement to set them up to then facilitate trade across these islands to make these islands work.
And is anybody That's listening? Is anybody taking you seriously?
Well, put it this way, both Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin have seen the report and said it's of interest and they want to discuss it more with us. We have shown it to Boris Johnson. It's actually been out there since last February. And there's been a lot of discussion
about
it.
Yeah, and they're saying it's of interest, and there's 3 weeks to go.
I know, exactly. And the proposal that's just come out of the woodwork is the fact that the answer to all the solutions is going to be borders north, south, and east and west. That is absolutely unbelievable. Well, it's probably very believable because it's being used as some kind of bargaining chip. And, you know, are we being conditioned for a hard Brexit? What, you know, you have to ask all these questions to see where we're going to.
In the 2 minutes I have left, Steve, can you confirm that you're going to run for leader of the party?
If I've been asked by members of the party to put my name in the hat, I'll put my name in the hat.
Have you been asked?
There's been quite a few people in the last couple of days been asking whether I will be willing to put my name in the hat.
Does that mean you're running? Well, you just said if you've been asked, you've just confirmed you have been asked. So does that mean you're running for leader?
I'll tell you what, Stephen, I think we will take a short-term reflection. But if people still want me to run for the leader, you can be certain that I'll be running for the leader.
So you've been asked, despite the fact that you've been asked, you're not sure?
Stephen, I will. The Ulster Unionist Party has got a great future ahead of it, and anybody who wants to be a leader of the Ulster Unionist Party is there doing what's best for Northern Ireland working.
What do you make of the fact, Steve, that Robin Swan is hanging on? Did he not want to leave immediately and was stopped? Why was he stopped from doing this? Have you not got a lame duck leader now until February at such a crucial time for Northern Ireland? Should he go now?
Not at all, Stephen. Robin is stepping aside for the reasons he made very clear. And the fact is that we need a piece of continuity and stability as we move through. There's processes within our party to follow, and that's what we're doing.
Okay.
And I think you, as all people, would support that.
Not for me to support anything. Steve Aiken, thank you very much indeed.